Jesse heard the sirens and knew something was very wrong. His cops were under strict rules about using their sirens and light bars in town. He was giving the voice command to call the station when his phone rang. It was Molly.
Jesse, where are you?
Just pulling into town. What's going on?
Get over to Newton Alley. There's been a shooting.
Civilians?
Alicia.
Is she all right?
She's not wounded, but she's not all right.
No riddles, Molly, please.
The suspect in the cross burning is dead. Peter and Suter over there. I sent Gabe and Gary over to help with crowd control.
Did you call the Stadies? They're the ones who'll have to investigate this.
I figured to let you make that decision.
Call Lundquist and call Connie.
Will do. Jesse, there's...
Never mind. I'm less than a minute away. Finish what you started saying. I don't want to walk into anything blind.
The deceased didn't have a weapon.
What?
Suit called and said they couldn't find the suspect's weapon.
Jesse didn't want to curse, but it seemed like the only appropriate response. Instead, he kept it to himself. What he said to Molly was, I'm here. Make those calls. The new ME was getting out of his car just as Jesse pulled up next to him. Carson Minter was, in nearly every way, the direct opposite of Tamara Elkin, the woman who'd preceded him as ME. Whereas Tamara was long and lean, a former world-class distance runner with a lion's mane of curly brown hair, someone who could go drink for drink with Jesse, the new ME was a prematurely bald, round little man of 35. Unlike his predecessor, Minter was reserved, a man of few words and stingy with opinions. This was his first big job. Jesse hadn't had more than a few cursory conversations with the man, but that was about to change. Dr. Minter, Jesse said, hurrying to get next to the ME.
Chief Stone, Minter stopped, turned to Jesse. Given the circumstances, I believe it would be best to limit our contact to official channels only.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves, Doc. Until the state police arrive, this is my crime scene.
Actually, as far as the victim is concerned, it's mine.
Minter turned away from Jesse and hurried to get under the yellow tape. Newton Alley no longer resembled the quiet, unlit finger of walled-in pavement down which the suspect had retreated and down which Alicia had emptied her weapon. With the swirling colored strobes of light bars atop official vehicles, cruiser headlights and bank of portable lights, it more resembled Bourbon Street at Mardi Gras. Jesse saw Alicia was seated on the back step of a fire department ambulance, her head buried in her hands. He would talk to her in a few minutes, but first he needed someone to bring him up to speed. He walked up to Suit, who was manning the crime scene tape.
Did you talk to Alicia?
Suit nodded.
She spoke to me and Peter, yeah.
Tell me everything she said. Don't leave out a single detail, Jesse said. According to Alicia, she came out of the Gray Gull, and standing there, no more than 20 feet in front of her, was the suspect in the cross burning. The suspect, Jesse cut him off. Was she at the Gull eating or drinking? Suit hesitated, then said,
drinking.
2 Jack and Cokes, a double of Jack straight up. Jesse's jaw clenched.
Go on.
Suit described to him the rest of the chase and the shooting as it had been described to him.
She said he fired at her?
She swears he did, Jesse. Alicia says he took the first shot, and that's when she returned fire.
But you found no weapon on or in close proximity to the victim? Suit shrugged.
I wish we did, but Peter and I looked everywhere. Believe me, Jesse, we searched every inch of the alley. I even went around the corner and checked. No weapon.
Do we have an ID on the suspect?
We just checked him for a pulse. We knew this could be trouble, so we didn't want to disturb the body any more than we had to.
You did right. When the Stadies debrief you, you tell them exactly what you told me.
Exactly.
I don't want you or Perkins to color any answers to help Alicia. It won't help her, and it will bury you.
I got it, Jesse, but nothing.
I believe her. At least I believe she believes she was fired on.
She's not lying, Jesse. I'd swear to it.